Hey everyone, welcome to the Transplant Strong podcast. Today my special guest is Lisa, who's been on before. Hi Lisa, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you Danny, how are you?
Very, very good. Lisa's on today because we're going to talk a little bit about packing for hospital and packing for your transplant. So the essentials, shall we say.
Yeah, well my list is a little bit longer than the essentials, but everyone should fit into my list somewhere.
Yeah, well, you know, you're a pro at this, so.
Well, aren't we all? We know, yeah. I think everyone's got different home comforts, haven't they? So, I when I've put my list out there before or spoke to people about what to pack when they're going into hospital, everyone varies. Like some people will just use the hospital gowns day in, day out, day in, day out, whereas they absolutely give me the heebie-jeebies. Yeah. So the quicker I can get into my own nightie, the better. So I think we do all differ, but I think it's a really important conversation to have because I think it's the most used question when people are listed for a transplant is what do I pack?
Yeah, definitely. And they do suggest that you have a bag ready, but they don't really give you any suggestions. So,
no, yeah, it's a really slimmed down list, isn't it? And I think also it's different from when I was transplanted. It was during COVID time, so we had to take everything in at one go. And there's nothing to say, I mean, touch wood, it doesn't happen, but there's nothing to say that hospitals don't go into that style of lockdown again. So I think it's good to be prepared for every eventuality. And if you are reasonably local to your hospital, I think what they do prefer you do is you take a grab bag, you know, something that's just nice and quick, it's got the bare bottom essentials in it, and then have a family member or a friend or a carer bring in, you know, the items that you're gonna need, maybe post A5 or something like that, and a slightly bigger bag.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, because you don't know how long you're going to be in for after. None of us know, so.
No, you don't. And as you know, as much as you can prepare and you can get as fit as you possibly can in the circumstance that you're in, and everybody's different. We always see in all the groups, and the support groups are fabulous, but you know, you can never compare yourself and you can never take someone's answer as verbatim, because you know, you could be in for 6 days, the next person could be in for 6 weeks, 6 months even. Yeah. We've seen it happen. We've seen every eventuality happen. So I think you've just got to prepare maybe for the average. And if you're in for less than that and you don't use everything, great. But you don't want to be in that position where you're somewhere for a very long period of time, more extended than what you expected, and you haven't got some home comforts around you. It can be a really lonely, you know, a really lonely and scary time.
Yeah, definitely. And that's what I was going to say, going back, it's like just the clothes, like the home comforts, the small things, makes all the difference.
Yeah, it really does. It really does. But you need them in all different sizes because you don't know what's going to happen. There's lots of swelling that can go on. You know, you might be able to get your socks on because your legs swell up. And I think that's the other thing. Again, different things happen to different patients. I'm on a WhatsApp group with a group of ladies, and we've all shared pictures of whether our feet and ankles, you know, were swelling post-transplant, and even if slippers were an option, you know. Home comforts, I think, are really important. It's nicer to have them than not.
Yeah, because I had two drainage bags on, so there was no chance of any tight sort of trousers or even joggers for the start.
Exactly. Yeah, I opted for nightie, something I never would have worn pre-transplant. Yeah. I just wasn't in my look. So I had to go to Marks and Spencer's and buy some cotton nighties. But actually, now they're my absolute go-to. I still personally, nearly 2.5 years post-transplant, can't really deal with a waistband. I find them really uncomfortable. I'm numb just below my belly button. My nerves never actually knitted back together as such. And for some people that's a thing, for some people they constantly have pain there, for some people the area turns back to normal. So yeah, nighties, who would have known in my early 40s, and I'm like a nightie wearer.
Yeah, well, you can't go wrong with Marks and Spencer's, so
can't go wrong as long as it's 100% cotton. You know how hot these hospitals get. That's another thing, actually. A fan.
Middle of summer, tiny room, no window or tiny window.
Yeah, exactly. And we were both kings, so I know exactly the room, like room style you're talking about. a fan. I think even in the winter, I was there over Halloween. And they, I think the air just gets so stagnant in those rooms. And if you can open the windows, they're restricted. So to have a fan was a big one. So I just got one of those handheld ones, which were battery operated, or you could plug it in via USB to charge it whilst in hospital. And that was going day and night for me.
Yeah, I had, my dad bought in a big one because like I say, it's middle of summer for me and it was just too hot. And it just, I just had it panning around.
Oh, no, nice, a proper standard.
Yeah.
It's a definite must have. I think one of the other must haves, which actually goes in my bag wherever I go, because you never know when you're going to end up or where you're going to end up, is a 2 or a 3 meter phone lead and plug. So, because a normal, the last thing you want to be doing is twisting round. Like you just physically can't do that straight after a transplant. So,
And the plug sockets are always like up to the side as well. So,
yeah. And another good tip is like a hair clip or even a peg. And maybe a bit of a stronger, more industrial peg, but to attach the lead to the side of the bed.
That's a really good idea.
You lose it all the time. It just drops to the oblivion and that's it, never to be seen again.
You have had the experience. This is what we needed.
Yeah. Long leads, a definite one with a plug and a peg to go with it.
Yeah. So far we've got the fan, we've got the long lead, we've got some comfortable clothes. What else is on your list?
What else is on my list? I think some kind of activity. Like I fully stored or prepared, should I say, my iPad and my phone. I downloaded loads of things. And you have to set a reminder on your phone for every 30 days to re-download stuff.
Yeah.
Because obviously once it's downloaded on Netflix, it only stays there for a certain amount of time. So set yourself a reminder, because the last thing you want to do is go through all the trouble of downloading a load of things. And then you get to the hospital and the download's no longer there. And then you can't get the Wi-Fi to get them downloaded. So download a load of things, have a look and see how long they're going to last on your phone or your iPad for, and set yourself a reminder and just make sure you keep that up to date. And also I personally can't hold a proper book, my fingers hurt too much. So I like a Kindle, so I always made sure I had a good amount of books. But saying all of that, I hardly watch anything post-transplant.
I watch stuff. I had it on, but I don't know whether I was fully focused on it.
That's it. You don't want anything which you have to really fully concentrate on. It's just a bit of background noise to get away from the beeps, I think, isn't it? Or to fall asleep to.
One thing I asked for when I was in terms of entertainment or just to keep myself busy was like a colouring book. I think it was I've got it in front of me here. It's like a really small detailed one, but there was two reasons. One, it kept me entertained, and two, I just found after my transplant it was very, very shaky. So I just found it was like a good way to sort of try and build that, you know, that sort of cognitive therapy as such, you know, just to try and help myself. And it you know, it keeps you busy for a little while.
It does keep you busy, and you can get all sorts of colouring books now, can't you? Adults or whatever colouring, but you literally can get every type of colouring book, and they are really good, I think, like you say, for the tremors, the tap tremors, and trying training your hand. And sometimes it's just not going to happen, you're not going to stay within the lines, but it's good to try and concentrate, and before you know it, you've whiled away a couple of hours, haven't you? I also knew a few people who have done cross stitch. Again, not all the time, and kept it pretty simple. And I know people who have actually taken that as a hobby that they've taken home with them as well. And it is something I want to try, but it's not something I had with me after my transplant. Although I did have a friend on another ward, and a teddy bear, it was a penguin, got delivered to me one day, and she'd cross-stitch a Mercedes scar into it.
That's cool.
Which was really sweet. So I like activity stuff. I think to have stuff, it doesn't take up much room in your bag, but colouring pencils, a book, you've got your iPad, your Kindle, your phone, and your means to charge them. Some people still like the old school magazines and newspapers, don't they?
Yeah, yeah.
So having some of those maybe readily available to you. And then when you can start getting up and walking about, you're not connected to so many drains or leads, you know, make that your kind of daily goal, is to get down to the shop and buy that kind of stuff, but definitely have some packed away.
Yeah, that's great. And for me, the another thing was, like, I know it's everyone generally would have it, is a wash bag, because I found that obviously you can't really, you can't shower for a few days, but when you have that first shower, oh my God, it's so nice.
It's delightful.
Yeah, to have your own towel there, and just like the fragrances you like and stuff like that, is just, it's really nice. It's like finally one step back to reality. Yeah.
Yeah, because your skin goes so dry and your lips go so dry. So, like, not only your own toiletries, your favourite shower gels, like you say, to get that fragrance, a really good moisturiser, I think, is key, because your hands, everything goes so dry. And I don't think I've met someone post-transplant who has said otherwise on that one. I think that is just across the board. So yeah, lip balm, moisturizer, anything which is going to make you feel nice. And you are going to have days where you are just stuck in bed, so just some body cleaning wipes and stuff, just so you can feel at least a bit cleaner, for, you know, until you're at the stage where you can get yourself to the shower, or for a bedside wash, whatever it may be. But yeah, I totally agree with you. Your favorite shower gel, spritz of perfume after your first shower, you're going to be like a new man or woman.
Yeah, definitely.
And when they start smelling perfume or aftershave on you and you've got clean hair, they know they're kind of going, right, this person's ready for home. So you know, showing up like that and presenting yourself how you'd always present yourself at home, when is comfortably and safely able to do so, it's only going to help your cause to get out of there. And the other thing is walking up and down the corridor, so that's slippers. As long as your feet and your ankles haven't swelled too much, you get some nice slippers so you can just get out and walk up and down. Again, it's just something nice to put your feet into rather than those red grippy socks they supply you with.
Yeah, and like you say, I mean, getting up and walking about, as you mentioned a couple of times, is again so vital to the recovery.
Really is, yeah. So if you've got stuff that's going to make that more comfortable, like a dressing gown, I had just one of those light dressing gown, so it didn't take up much space in my bag. All of the stuff that I packed fitted into an overhead cabin bag, so it sounds like a lot, but actually no, we got it all in, it was fine. So yeah, dressing gowns, slippers for anyone with long hair or short, whatever your bag is, a headband just to keep, you know, your hair off your face. Just think about when you're at home lazing about on a Sunday afternoon, what's going to make you most comfortable, and you know, that's it, that's what you want with you whilst you're there. I think another really important thing to have is pack away some photos and some blue tack, and then you can pop them up if you like visuals of your family. You may not like your family, but if you do, you can pop your loved one on the wall, or your dogs. Yeah. I did have a framed picture of my dogs, and I had one of my husband too. So just think.
Yeah, that's a nice idea, just to make it at home, especially if you are there for a little while.
Yeah, definitely. And yeah, you know, people bring in cards or send in cards, so it's nice to pop them up on the wall as well, and you know, change the colour of the room up a bit.
I'm just going to check, what else can you think of, because I know I've got a whole list here that you've written down.
What else did I put? So stuff like dry shampoo,
earplugs
if you're on a ward, different units. I know we're both kings, so we're on Todd, so you have your own room, but even still then it can be quite noisy, so earplugs or earphones so you can listen to your devices. I mean, there's nothing worse than being on a ward and you can hear both sides of someone's conversation, you know. At least try and turn your FaceTimes down so it's just you, so you're not disturbing everybody else on the ward. But earplugs I think is a big one. There's so many noises that I think we get desensitized to, but then post-transplant it reaches a whole new level, doesn't it? So just be able to sleep at night and get some rest, really, really good things. I've just got those little foam ones that you roll in your hands and then pop in your ears.
They're not comfortable. I've got the same. They're not the comfortablest things, but like you say, when you just want to cancel everything out, they do work.
They do work, and it might not even just be to go to sleep. It might be just to zone out for 10 minutes.
Yeah, during the daytime.
During the day and just chill. You could have just had your doctor around for, you know, the 5 minute consultation each morning, yeah. And you just want to just soak in what's going on. Yeah. Pop your earphones in. Yeah. Tweezers.
Yes, again, tweezers. Tweezers
is a good one.
Yeah, and mints. You said here mints, which is great. Some sort of sweet or mint, because like you say, I remember afterwards my mouth was just so dry and. It was horrible.
Always.
Yeah.
Yeah, mint, mouthwash, just some sweets as well, I think it's nice. I was never a sweet person, and I did pack some sweets. And I also packed, you know, you can get big bottles of squash, but you can also get the smaller versions, which you've got about 20 drinks in, just a real strong concentrate. Just those to add to the water, because once the water's been sat there for 5 minutes, it turns really
in one of those plastic beakers.
Yeah, wonderful. Oh, talking about that, a travel mug. So I had a beaker that had a lid and it was non-slip on the bottom and it had a straw in the lid. I knocked it over like so many times. So if it was just the normal cup, I would have absolutely, water would have been going everywhere every day. And I think that, you know, the healthcare assistants would have got pretty fed up with me having to change sheets all the time because I was spilling my drink. So that cup actually... it was probably one of my most used items and one of the things I was most grateful for, because I could just have my water. It kept it cold throughout the day, so I got one of the insulated ones, and I always ask for ice cubes in the morning, and they're always happy to go and get some. So pop some of those in your insulated cup, keeps your drink nice and cool. And if you've got some of that squash, one of the little things packed somewhere in your bag, at least you get a different taste. But yeah, thirst is a huge thing, isn't it? So sweets, mints, mouthwash and some squash, I think, are definite to have. I mentioned tweezers. Some people have said to me, what about mirror and makeup? I personally am not a makeup wearer. But I think even if I was, it'd be the last thing I'd be worried about. But just even if you do want to be wearing makeup every day, just like just take a bare minimal makeup bag. It really will be the last thing you think about. And the bathrooms have mirrors and stuff in. What else is there?
It's an obvious one. Go on, you go first.
I was going to say, I don't know about for boys, but for girls, you need to take a few different sizes of knickers, because you need to be, one, comfortable, that you could be swelling abdominally. You do have drains in. So if you're like me and you're a bit of a prude and you like to keep your dignity, then you do want to take a few different sizes of knickers and maybe a sleep bra, just so you're not, you know, flashing everyone on the ward every 2 minutes.
Because they come in early in the morning when you're still half asleep and not ready for anything.
They come in early and they've always got a couple of junior doctors with them wanting to learn all about transplant. Before you know it, you've got a room full of boys around you and women, of course, and you're just kind of going, oh God, come on, give me a break. So yeah, for me, dignity was key, and a sleep bra and big knickers were the one.
I think I spent so long at King's with all the students that I lost all dignity. I've been poked and prodded and seen by hundreds of people. It's just like, now I'm over that.
You kind of go, whatever. I give myself to science.
Like I was going to say, but for me, I mean, it's obvious for most people, but a phone, because my sister took my phone home. So I woke up and there's only one number that I know, and that was my best friend's mum's house from when we were kids. So I didn't know my sister's numbers. I didn't know anyone's. Yeah, so I had to ring her, and then she rang my sister. And everything like that. So having that phone just for when you come back round is quite nice.
Definitely. I think, your phone is key. I mean, I don't think I looked at mine for a good 4 days or so, because you just don't even commute that kind of stuff, for a little while. And again, that will be different time frames for everyone. But just to be able to see the messages that are coming in from loved ones, support and encouragement are really key. FaceTime, as we've mentioned, is really key. And if you're like you and I and like to get onto social media and update the community on what's been going on, then your phone is the big one. Another one I think is an eye mask.
Yes, that with the earplugs. So,
at home, I sleep in complete darkness. Yeah. And the minute you get to a hospital, like, they've still got to work every hour of every day. And even if you're in your own private side room, you know, if I'm in a hotel, just the little red dot on the TV winds me up. So in a hospital, it's next level. So earplugs, eye masks, two big things to make sure you're getting that rest and recovery, which is, rest is recovery. So it's key.
I think, I don't know if I mentioned it, but a little towel, your own towel,
Yeah,
did you take? Because
your
the
own
ones that they
towel.
give you can be a bit rough and.
My God, rough is not the word, is it? And they're about this big. And they come in and go, do you want a towel? And it's like, that is really not going to do anything. They're paper thin, wafer thin. Yeah, so if you can fit your own towel in, that's nice. And a game changer for me, I didn't pack it in my initial bag. My husband bought it in for me later. But if you haven't got someone to bring stuff in, you can also get lots of stuff Amazoned to wards now. They have Amazon lockers down in most of the entrances of most hospitals. And if you speak to the ward receptionist, they often, more often than not, will accept Amazon parcels if you ask them really nicely.
Yeah.
But I got one of those V pillows.
Yes.
Like a pregnancy pillow.
Yeah.
And that for me was a game changer.
Yeah, because it's so uncomfortable afterwards, isn't it? The pain, I thought I'd be all right, but definitely wasn't.
No, it's so uncomfortable. Yeah. And pillows are gold dust in hospitals. Yeah. And when you do get one, they're like the towels, rough and thin. So to get a nice B pillow, you know, bought in by somebody or sent in from Amazon, then I think that's a definite must have. You can pick them up for like 10 quid off Amazon, so this stuff doesn't have to become expensive. Hand gel and wipes. Maybe because it was right in the center of COVID for me that I was obsessively cleaning everywhere, and if you are like that, then pack some hand wipes and pack some hand gel. Someone will come in and clean your room every day, but I think it's just still nice just to cover your own little area and just make sure that you're happy with the cleanliness of the place that you're spending a lot of time.
Yeah, because it, like you say, it's your little house for a while, your little home.
It is. Yeah, it is your little house. What else did I have? Razor, leg shave, 10 days post-transplant was absolutely delightful.
I can imagine that was up there with the shower and everything else, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what day you shaved your legs post-transplant.
I shaved them every day. I'm really conscious. I don't like any hair. Shave every day. I made the nurse do everything. I was like, it's all got to go. Back, sack and crack, please.
The lot.
Yeah.
I think when you're packing your bag, I think the main things to remember are, how are you going to be comfortable? How are you going to feel like you're surrounded by memories of home, things that you enjoy to keep you entertained, what's gonna make you feel happy, positive, encouraging? All of those things are super important. And even if you are super minimalistic and all you take in is your phone charger and a pair of clean knickers and that's right for you, then great.
Yeah.
But if you're like me and you take all in sundry in, literally like Noah's Ark, then great for you too. There was a lot of stuff I didn't use, but I'm glad I had it because you just never know.
Yeah. I think that the pillow was a great finisher because that is the ultimate comfy accessory.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is. And when it's one of those V ones, you can, like, during the day, you can use it for sitting up. Not just for when you're going to sleep, it gives you great support. And I think that's one of the big things. And actually, I used that for so long after I got home, because although you really want to get home, going from one of those electronic beds that put you in any position to suddenly a completely flat bed, I didn't even think about it. I didn't even process it. Like, when I got home and laid down, I couldn't get up again. I didn't have the strength to pull myself up again. And thankfully, my husband was there, so he could pull me up. But pillows are a big thing. And also the V-pillow, where it comes in handy, is when you go home and you can put it around your tummy.
That is a great, great point, because you've got to put the seatbelt on. I had a pillow for the way home. That's a brilliant point.
Yeah, speed bumps, things like that. And also with the pillow as well, or a rolled up towel when you cough post-transplant, it's extremely uncomfortable. So just to have something to hold on close to your belly, like a rolled up towel or a V-pillow or a pillow of any type, is going to make that as comfortable as it can be. So many uses. I think V-pillow is probably my number one.
Yeah. Well, that's brilliant. Thank you so much, Lisa, for coming on for a quick chat.
Love it. Thank you, Danny. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. And, you know, all these things that we, it just makes you go back and think about everything you've been through, doesn't it? And you just think, oh, blimey, like, we did that.
Yeah.
We did that. That's, it's pretty awesome, I think. And I think for anybody who is waiting, packing that bag, unpacking, repacking that bag 10 times, like I think a lot of people did, leaving it at the back door in the trunk of your car, just make sure you've got something to keep yourself comfortable and happy.
Yeah, perfect. Well, thanks again, Lisa. Like I said to you, we'll try and get together again and we'll do a few different chats about a few different things. And maybe if anyone comments what they'd like to hear more about, we can chat again soon. But I know you're away for work at the moment, so I'll leave you to get on with things.
Thank you. I need to go and unpack my bag.
Yeah.
It's a slightly different bag, but I need to go and unpack my bag. Yeah. Away for work. So no, it's great to see you, Danny, and I'll see you soon.
See you soon. Bye-bye, Lisa.
Take care. Bye-bye. Yeah.